Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The chairman of the Erie County Republican Party, Michael Crocker. Michael, good morning.
Mr. Beamer, good to be with you.
Lots to talk about on the local front, but you know, I have to get your thoughts on the big national story going into the weekend, and that is the feud between President Trump and Elon Musk. What's your take on this?
Well, you know, I think it's definitely two big personalities who are focused on trying to right-size our nation. But I do think the reality is there were 77 million plus Americans who cast their vote for Donald Trump. And at the end of the day, that's who's leading this movement to make our country great again. And that's who ultimately the American people are going to continue to stand with as he fights this fight. It's disappointing, of course, to see, you know, two people who I think were fighting for a common goal have a spat like this. It certainly happens when you're dealing with these types of big personalities, but at the end of the day, President Trump is the leader of our nation, and he's the one we have to stand behind to get the job done for the American people.
Now, focusing in locally, and obviously the Republicans are running James Gardner in the November election, but I have to get your thoughts from the outside looking in. You saw the Buffalo mayoral debate for the Democratic Party on Wednesday. Your thoughts on how that race is shaping out as primary day approaches?
Well, we are definitely proud to be supporting James Gardner and running a candidate citywide for the first time in a number of years as Republicans, but the gloves are certainly off. On the Democratic Party side, you're seeing the Democratic Party machinery throw everything they can at Mayor Scanlon and their attempt to consolidate around Sean Ryan and tighten their grip on the political machinery here in Western New York. Whether it's Sean Ryan, John Rivera, Jeremy Zellner, anybody that can is on the attack against Chris Scanlon. Meanwhile, we as Republicans are going to focus on having conversations with the voters in the city, avoiding some of this drama, and preparing for the November election.
You know, as the chairman of a major party here in Erie County, how do you take that? I mean, like you said, you've got the Democratic Party throwing everything they can against the incumbent Democratic mayor.
Well, you know, there's an expression in politics, if you shoot at the king, you better not miss. So I think there's a lot of people who are hoping that, you know, the primary election goes their way for fear of finding themselves out of favor with their party's nominee. You saw it in 2021 when pretty much the entire Democratic establishment was willing to get in line with a radical socialist cop-hating politician of India Walton. They're now sort of continuing that same group of people to rally behind now Sean Ryan, who endorsed India Walton in 2021, despite the fact that she was an ardent supporter of defunding the police. But, you know, this is what happens in party politics, especially when you have an office that hasn't been open without an incumbent, you know, an elected incumbent running in several decades. So it's an important office, but the Democratic powers that be are certainly at each other's throats trying to elect their nominee to run in the November election.
You mentioned running a candidate for the first time in a while, James Gardner running for the Republicans. What is that like with, you know, setting up an infrastructure in the city and getting the word back out there? As, like you said, it's been a few years or a few runs since the Republicans had a candidate.
Well, I will tell you, it was pretty encouraging when we were out collecting petitions, and it's, you know, no small task to qualify a candidate in the city of Buffalo. And we had our grassroots volunteers out knocking doors in neighborhoods that the Republican Party hasn't ventured into in a long time. And the response we were getting at the doors was very excited. People were happy to see the Republican Party on the ground in neighborhoods we don't usually campaign in. And I think a lot of that is something that we took out of President Trump's recent election, where he went and campaigned in non-traditional areas and made inroads with different communities. So as party chairman, it's something that I've been focused on since I got elected 3 years ago. And I'm very proud that James has stepped up to give us an avenue, a candidate to rally behind, somebody who's credible, somebody who understands the issues that matter to the city of Buffalo. So we're looking forward to continuing that outreach. But it was certainly a great message to receive at the doors. People excited to see a Republican Party fighting in the city.
Now, as we said, primary season is here. I mean, and you guys a week or so ago opened up your Amherst headquarters, and Amherst has not only a primary for the supervisor, but I mean, it seems, and I'm going to say it seems, we've talked to all the candidates here on Hardline from the left and the right when it comes to the Amherst supervisor, but it seems like the Republicans might be getting some momentum in Amherst as Brian Culpa, not on the ballot, a new supervisor will be voted in November. How are you viewing not only the primary race, but Republicans' chances heading to November in Amherst?
Yeah. Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I joined the Amherst Republican Committee when I was 18 years old, and in my time in politics, I don't think I've seen the organization as enthusiastic as it is today. I was at Amherst Republican headquarters yesterday. Beautiful afternoon. There's still people in the headquarters making phone calls, driving out the vote. They covered a number of election districts across the town with grassroots volunteers hitting doors. I had a chance to speak with their endorsed candidate for supervisor, Dan Gagliardo, an outstanding business leader in the town of Amherst. And he was even talking to me about the enthusiasm, the energy that he's hearing as he's talking to folks who are sick and tired of what's been going on in town, the massive tax increases, the irresponsible development, and you know, the influence that you've seen out of county hall in the town of Amherst. So I believe while, you know, we try to avoid primaries, certainly as party chairs, there's an enthusiasm that's building in Amherst, and it's going to give us an opportunity, despite what Mark Poloncarz says about wanting to wipe us off the face of the earth. I can tell you, we're going to meet that challenge and fight back hard in Erie County's largest town.
I know the candidates for supervisor and for the town board in Amherst. I mean, they're pointing to several things. I know the golf course, not overly popular, obviously. The Jamal Mall project that now Doug Jamal is speaking out and getting frustrated with. What are you thinking, looking at as the biggest point of why not only is Brian Culpa, I mean, he got termed out, but the momentum the Republicans have?
Well, I think it comes down to kitchen table issues first and foremost, the cost of living and the overspending in town government. So I think those are what's really driving the issue. But then, of course, in a town like Amherst, where you have a lot of development, and development is a good thing. Growing your tax base is a positive, but it's got to be done responsibly. And I think somebody like a Dan Gagliardo, who's got real private sector experience, is going to understand how to balance that equation where you have growth, you have development, but you do it in a way that respects Amherst green space, respects Amherst residential taxpayers, and allows for the private sector to grow. So I believe, you know, it's a confluence of the increases, massive increases in taxes, and some of the irresponsible growth in town that's giving people, you know, the reason to look in a new direction. And I'm hopeful that our party can capture that and make an inroad, some inroads, not just in the supervisor's race, but down ballot in the county legislature. And certainly we need Amherst countywide. So a big area of emphasis for our party this year.
Regardless of who wins the primary, do you think the Amherst Republicans will be able to come together by Election Day?
Yeah, you have to, right? I mean, we can't allow. Obviously, we're very confident that our endorsed candidate, Dan Gagliardo, will be successful in the upcoming primary. And we're putting a lot of effort into making that happen. But, you know, as chairman, I've been through a number of primaries. And what's important at the end of the day is that you fight hard for your candidate. But then ultimately, you got to, you know, move past the primary and focus on what we're all really here for, which is the November election to elect more Republicans across Erie County. So we're going to keep fighting through the end of polls closing on the 24th. But after that, part of my job is to bring everybody back together and focus on the November election.
In the South Towns, the supervisor race in Orchard Park, I saw the county executive was out at a Democratic fundraiser. How are Orchard Park Republicans feeling about that race?
Yeah, that's sort of an interesting race. You've got two current incumbent elected officials in Supervisor Gene Majiak and Councilman Joe Liberti, who are facing off in a Republican primary in a very important town. Orchard Park is, you know, obviously the center of tension because of the Bills Stadium deal and, of course, just being one of the larger towns in Erie County. It's a race that I think a number of us tried to avoid over the last couple months, but ultimately the committee chose to endorse Joe Liberti, and those two are facing off in a primary. I think thus far it's been relatively friendly contest, and I'm hopeful again that we'll be able to come together after the primary is over. But that's a town where we want to continue to have strong Republican leadership, and I'm going to work to make sure we get that.
You mentioned county legislatures, legislators up for re-election. You know, the county side. I mean, it's a Democratic majority now. How are Republicans feeling about possibly getting the majority in the legislature after this year?
Yeah, we're definitely working towards that goal. We have candidates running in most of the legislative seats across Erie County. All of our incumbents are without challenge, and we're running to pick up a couple seats. In particular, we've got the 5th legislative district in the town of Amherst with Christina Coyle-Lenz running against the incumbent legislator who has been sort of the odd voting member of the legislature, often voting against common sense measures like public safety, including voting against increasing the police presence at the Galleria Mall, which I think we can all see is a much needed endeavor. And then we've got candidates running, Stefan Bonpremier, William Respress, Scott Marciszewski, in areas that include districts wholly contained within the city of Buffalo and some of the first ring suburbs. So it's important that we get an increase in our presence on the legislature so we can hold the county executive accountable in the time that he's with us. And we're fighting hard to do that.
The comptroller also up, Kevin Hardwick, against Christine Czarnecki. This seems to always be a very close election, Chairman. How are you viewing it heading into this election?
Yeah, Kevin Hardwick, one of your predecessors on this program, Republican turned Democrat, who's injected more politics into the comptroller's office than any of his predecessors in that office. Christine Czarnecki is, I think, a breath of fresh air as a candidate in that race. She's got real professional accounting experience. She's a small business owner. She helps her clients navigate tax issues every day. Kevin Hardwick is a political science professor and a party partisan who is now fallen in line with the polling car's political machine and is doing their bidding every single day. So we need to get the politics out of the comptroller's office. It's supposed to be a taxpayer watchdog, not a party lapdog. And I can tell you, Christine Czarnecki, with her professional experience, her business acumen, and her commitment to transparency and open government, is somebody who will turn that office around and restore some credibility, much-needed credibility, to the county comptroller's office.
You know, I'm looking at all the offices that are up in Erie County. You know, they say it's an off-year election, but it seems like it's very busy for someone in your position.
Yeah, these local years, while they may not get as much attention as the even-year elections, though we may not have these odd-year elections for much longer, for us local party leaders, these are really the busier elections. It's the ones that we're more hands-on in. You don't have the, you know, the big budgets like a federal or state office, but they're also important to prepare for those even year elections, to show some momentum, to make sure that your volunteers and your operatives have their tools sharpened and are prepared, particularly as we get ready for next year when we want to deliver Erie County and elect a Republican governor in New York State.
Obviously, you know, Amherst, that's the biggest one. We talked about that off the top. Any of these other towns around Erie County where the supervisor or the town is up and you see a possible flip this year that you're excited to get to November about?
Yeah, we've got a really good opportunity in the town of Hamburg. There is a primary there. Beth Farrell Lorenz is running. She's a incumbent councilwoman and has been part of, I think, the rebirth of the Hamburg Republican Party. She's somebody who was a part of us taking a Republican majority, the largest town in New York State to flip blue to red in the 2023 elections. And that was driven by Beth's leadership. And now she's got an opportunity to be elected supervisor and end the failing policies of the Randy Hoke administration. So that's a race where we're working very hard to support Beth. She's been there delivering for taxpayers, and the Republican Party is now standing with her to help make her the next supervisor in the town of Hamburg, and certainly would be pleased to have an entire Republican town board, Republican conservative town board, in Kathy Hochul's hometown.
Final question. I know we're 2 years away, and again, I know this is a very busy year for you, but the county executive has announced that he is not running for re-election. In the back of your mind, are you already thinking of candidates to run in 2 years?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a sort of a select group of folks that are already beginning the vetting process and identifying people that we want to speak with. While it is 2 years away, it's never too early to begin preparing for that contest. It's the most, really the most important office our party competes in every 4 years. So we are, while not looking ahead, we are already beginning to prepare for the 2027 election. And we'll see. You know, Mark says he's not going to run, but he's certainly doing an awful lot of campaigning. We'll see if that's a vanity project or a strategy for a future effort. Who knows with Mark? But we are prepared for whatever happens in 27 to have a strong Republican candidate who will actually deliver for the taxpayers and not be obsessed with Washington and woke policies and going to conferences in D.C. to feed their ego, somebody who's actually going to be focused every day on serving the people of this county for a change.
Well, Michael, I know it's a really busy time. Appreciate you giving us a few minutes this morning.
Absolutely, Joe. Thank you very much. Have a good weekend.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.